Over the past few years, wildfire smoke has inundated daily summer life in the Pacific Northwest. Communities are not so pleased that their quality of life and public health have taken a hit. But even in the most affected areas, people can get some relief by limiting time outside, using air filters and inexpensive masks. Those aren't options for wildland firefighters. They endure smoky conditions rarely experienced in communities. It's an occupational hazard scientists and fire agencies are just beginning to understand. OPB's Jess Burns reports.
When Timothy Inglesby thinks back on his days in the 80s and 90s fighting wildfires in the Pacific Northwest, he remembers the adventure of jumping out of a helicopter into the wilderness.
Ideally, we'd have at least one skid touching the steep slope.
The camaraderie.
We just slept in a heap, you know, on the ground under the stars or smoke-filled skies.
And the colors.
I had amazing vistas of crimson-red sunsets over the mountains.
But Inglesby doesn't want to remember everything.
I tried to forget about all the forests I inhaled.
Every wildland firefighter faces smoke, especially when they're holding fire lines and making sure burned areas don't reignite. For decades, the only protective respiratory equipment offered to the people who work wildfires and prescribe burns have been bandanas, which the EPA says doesn't help. Some of the short-term effects of exposure, the hacking, coughing, upper respiratory problems that can permeate fire camps, even has a name, Camp Crud.
I remember some seasons I had been so impacted by the smoke, I lost my sense of smell and taste for several months.
But it hasn't been until recently that federal fire agencies have started considering what the long-term health effects of all this smoke exposure could be. Rick Swan with the International Association of Firefighters says studies have shown negative health impacts for structural firefighters, cancer, heart and lung disease, even mental health issues. But wildland firefighters have largely been left out of the research.
Never really thought it. Everyone used to say, oh, it's just a barbecue fire. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, wood. It's no big deal.
It's true that a burning forest doesn't produce the same toxic chemical stew you find when houses go up. But it's now known a so-called barbecue fire is not exactly benign. To keep this backyard barbecue grill hot, I'll throw on some Doug fir. Here's some sort of pine and a scrap of cedar. A lot of the same trees that would be burning in a Pacific Northwest forest fire. And if I were fighting that fire right now, I'd be inhaling carbon monoxide, formaldehyde, benzene, and a whole lot of particulate matter. Now, I can shut the lid and walk away whenever I want. But often wildland firefighters can't get out of the smoke.
What does fighting fires season after season, year after year, do to the long-term health of a firefighter?
University of Montana epidemiologist Aaron Simmons is trying to answer this question.
And we're specifically interested in respiratory health and cardiovascular health as well as hearing.
Simmons is using medical records and employment data to determine if there's a link.
So if they're seeing, okay, some cardiovascular impacts, so maybe that is something that needs to be screened more frequently.
But these are early days for the research. And in the meantime, wildland firefighters are facing another fire season. For the first time this year, they'll see this video on smoke as part of their annual health and safety refresher course.
Where there is smoke, there is fire. We chase it, we breathe it, and sometimes we choke on it. We all must deal with it.
Former Northwest firefighter Timothy Inglesby says he doesn't regret his time working wildfires and dealing with that smoke, even though he's observed his own lung capacity suffer significantly since leaving the woods.
Veterans of the military conflict get health services long after they're out of uniform. Perhaps our wildfire warriors should be provided health services after they're out of the uniform.
And he predicts it will take more than a training video to make sure wildland firefighters are protected, not only on the job, but long after their careers have ended. I'm Jess Burns reporting.